Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kinds of apps are we talking about?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. These are applications that promote the practice of vaping, whether or not these are online showcases to choose different vaping products, pens, cartridges, etc. These are games that have a central plot in regards to vaping, social networks around vaping, but also utilities for actually managing iPhone-connected pens, vaping pens. So now, as of this morning, 181 of such apps were pulled from the App Store after Apple initially stopped accepting such apps in June.
When you say Apple-connected vaping pens, I mean, Apple doesn't make vaping products.
That's exactly right. So these would be pens, vaping pens from third parties that can be controlled by an app on your iPhone.
There are actually social media sites and games for centered around vaping?
There are a few, or I guess there were a few.
Did Apple say why they're taking the action?
Yeah, so they said this is in light of the CDC's latest statistics that 42 deaths have happened in recent months directly related to vaping, and there has been over 2,000 instances of lung disease that were sourced from vaping. Obviously, there's a debate about which vaping products are going to spur illness or which vaping products cause deaths, whether or not these were counterfeit, whether or not these were certain types of cartridges. I'm not going to get into the debate about vaping. That's, you know, people's choices. Apple's not getting into the thick of the debate. They are taking a very strong stance on just outright banning the apps, regardless of people's opinions on it.
Has anybody taken issue with what Apple is doing right now?
I mean, based on some of the stuff I'm seeing online, tweets I'm receiving, people don't think that this is the right choice. People don't think that Apple should be doing this. I have my own personal opinions that I'm not going to get into. But obviously, this has been a debate in this country and worldwide for months now. You've seen around Juul, Dosist, and other providers of these vaping products, whether or not these should be legal, whether or not these should be sold, how it compares to cigarettes, marijuana, in terms of different companies have taken a stance on those types of products as well. So I think there's two sides of the debate, and Apple is clearly on the side that vaping should not be a thing. And they're taking the stance specifically on people who are young adults. They call them youth, people on the younger demographics using these products and not wanting them to be able to do so with an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine somebody is saying, you know, you're not in charge of my health or you're not my parent to Apple. That's not your job. But on the other hand, they also, you know, do a lot of health apps.
Yes, that's exactly right. And they have taken stances before on what types of stuff they want in their app store. For instance, there's an outright ban on most types of violence, buying guns, pornography. Obviously, they removed the Alex Jones podcast and his applications from the app store as well. So there have been a few times where they have gone down this road, but this is one of the first times that I can recall, or one of the few times that have actually done this with gambling apps and other stuff, where they have put an outright ban on a category and then just wiped, you know, 100 or 200 apps from the store all in one go. This is what they did today in vaping.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.